Willie Jackson is with us, the Minister of Māori Development. Thanks for your time, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, bro.
Morena. Firstly, you've got a number of MPs that are stepping aside. I noticed Paul Eagle is one, David Clark, Peter Williams-Seal, Strange Lubeck, among others. I guess rotation out of in and out of political parties is quite the norm, but even so, you've formed some relationships with some of these guys in Te Wahine. What would you say of having to bid them farewell before the election, Willie?
Well, they're all good guys. You know, Paul's a good guy. Really disappointed for him that he didn't become the mayor of Wellington, you know. You know, I was there at his farewell speech last night. Maya Lubrick's another one. She's been a great friend of mine. She's a Dutch woman who's a great advocate for unions and for working class people. So really neat hearing her kōrero last night too. Who was the other one last night, Bronson? I was just talking to Bro. Who was the other one who gave a farewell speech? I was talking to my media guy. And Jamie Strange was the other one, Dale. I was just talking to Bronson. You might have met Bronson.
Yeah, no, media guy. I know Bronson.
And Bronson was saying, so Jamie Strange was talking about relationships across the house, and he's a bit of a church man, and he talked about you know, sharing prayers with other members. All good stuff. So, you know, well done to those members last night. You know, these are good. But Maya in particular, she's been a great friend to me because I love the way she's advocated for the working class. And I supported her when she first got into Parliament. I was a guest speaker for her up in Whangaparao. So, yeah, emotional time for a number of them at this time.
Tēnā koe. And, of course, we've got Puto, David Clark, and William Seale, a big loss. But I see that Namanga Lydia Sosene is standing for the party in Mangere. But he's a very popular character, Puto, eh?
Oh, he's fabulous. You know, he's got a lot of charisma. He's been, you know, exceptional Pacific Island minister. You know, it's quite funny. I think he's had about 30 farewells plus. He's in Pacific at the moment, I think, doing something in terms of a farewell. So, you know, a great speaker, great advocate. You know, he really will be missed. But we should salute him for his advocacy for his people, but for our people, for South Auckland, and really a good mate too, you know, real good guy.
Tēnā koe, Willie. Once again, you're bringing the political kōrero and announcements to Ngā Whare Wātea. That's happening on Saturday. Share with us what's happening for our listeners who are unaware, please.
We've got our Māori campaign launch on Saturday. 11 o'clock, it's going to be, we'll just introduce the candidates, talk about our aspirations and our hopes for the coming election. It's going to be a great day. For 2 or 3 hours, we'll have a good kōrero about strategy and where we're going. Prime Minister will be part of us. He'll give a kōrero too. He'll give a speech. Chippy will be there. So it's good. You know, if people want to see the Prime Minister and see us, there's a chance there on Saturday to catch us at Tamarai. And so hope you'll be there, Dale. You can actually have a rest this time. You know you're the consummate and ultimate MC, but we also know you're a secret Labour Party member, so you know you and your father, the Wātene whānau, being an integral part of our Māori Labour Party, so with your grandfather, Tipene Wātene, being a real... huge man.
Well, listen, don't soften me up. Who have you replaced me with? You've kicked me to touch and you've got someone else.
Well, I've got the MCs who MC'd the last launch, and that's Francis and Kaiora Tipene from the Tatskateers. So they MC'd our last Māori Labour campaign.
Now, what can we read into a funeral director at launching the Labour Party Māori campaign?
You're sounding a bit bitter and twisted now, but he's more than a funeral director. He's a charismatic front man, bilingual. Him and his beautiful wife, they're superstars. And on top of that, of course, they're very much members of the Labour Party.
Okay, well, fair enough. I understand then.
No,
I don't feel slighted. I don't feel slighted. Thanks, Willie. Hey, listen, more seriously, though, coinciding with the launch of the Māori approach, the push for the Māori seats to retain them. Will we see any dedicated Māori policy associated with that, or are we all caught up in the sort of wider Labour manoeuvres?
Well, you know, I mean, we'll talk, traverse a bit of policy. We've got some great policy out there. We'll go over some of those policies and reinforce them on Saturday, mate. So, all good, all good. It'll be a good celebration on Saturday.
Well, so far we've got the GST of fruit and vegetables, which is welcomed by many, and you might comment on that, please. And also paid parental leave. Both you and I have been, well, we've had our kids now, but you know, we know the difficulty too when there's a little one around, and mum often needs support. So partners, not just blokes, I see, but partners are able to get a bit more time with Pepe. Your thoughts on the two major announcements of this week, please, Willie?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's, for some time we've been pushed on the GST, and you know, it's been a good reception from our people. And you put that along with the tax credit in terms of working for families, and you're talking an extra $30 a week for whānau. So really, really important, Dale. And then on top of that, we've got 4 weeks paid partners leave that can be taken concurrently or consecutively with the primary carer's leave. Leave is additional to current statutory entitlement of 2 weeks unpaid leave. So it's a further boost for young families, Dale, and so really proud to announce that this week too. So, you know, paid parental leave, you know, the GST off Kai, the working for families adjustment. You know, we're in this for whānau. We're in this to support our people. You know, get behind us, because we're right in the race here. You know, the polls are really tight, really close, and we're making some gains. And so, you know, there's about 8 weeks to go, I think, to the election, 7 or 8 weeks, and so there's plenty of time. But we've got to get our people out there. That, you know, this off this lot on the other side, we'll have a crack at everything that's dear to us, you know. You know, the Māori House Authority, PPK, Women's Affairs, you know, they will attack everything. And so we, if we want to keep what we've got, then we need to vote, keep our government in and vote for Labour. So there you go, Dale.
Hey, Willie, you're not going to be ejected from our radio program, but you were forced to apologise yesterday, it would seem. You've got a long memory of people's involvement in various sectors. You played a hand there, but the Speaker didn't like how you handled things. What was the driver there? Because there are no restrictions here this morning on Wātea. What went on yesterday?
No, the Speaker was actually pretty comfortable with how I handled things, actually. I had a good crack at the opposition and you know, I had to insult Chris Bishop, because he was bringing... I had to attack or counter-attack or respond to Chris Bishop, who was attacking one of our members for something she said 10 years ago with regards to housing. You know, well, as I said to Mr. Bishop, you know, this was 10 years ago. It was at a different time. We weren't to know that we were going to inherit a housing crisis. You know, she didn't know she was going to be a minister in 2013. So it was nonsensical what he was doing. So I was just having a crack at him and probably said a couple of things that might have upset him and some of the opposition. And I was pleased about that. And so, but I was forced to apologise for something else I think I said later in the piece. I wasn't forced to apologise for having a real crack at him. And that's the nature of the House, you know. They started it, I responded, and I'm really pleased with the support, because Lane Tiddlywinks in the House, Dale, you know, if people want to have a crack, then let's go, you know. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that. But generally, how I had a crack at Chris Bishop is probably not how you should be talking. But you know,
you couldn't help yourself.
Well, no. It's quite, you know,
quite measured. Quite measured.
It's not all softy stuff in the House, mate. If they want to have a crack, they'll get it back. Simple as that.
Dirty, rotten tobacco company advocates. Dirty, rotten tobacco company advocates. Now, I want you to apologise and withdraw, Mr. Jackson.
No, but I wasn't actually asked to apologise for that, though. So funny enough, if you go, you know, so I had a real crack about that, and there was no apology for that. It was something later on. Can't even remember what I apologised for. But I apologise. I think I might have been a bit disrespectful to the leader of the opposition. I think that's what the apology was for. Actually,
okay.
Not to Mr. Bishop. But this is not Tiddlywinks, you know, as Tana Umangi used to say with rugby. You know, we're in the house, you know, and so for people to go, oh, that's not. I mean, come on, you had former Speaker of the House having a punch up with Tohe Nutty outside the house, for goodness sake.
That's right.
You've had some terrible things said in the House, and me calling someone sick on the other side hardly measures up to what's been said in the House in past years. You know, it was appropriate in that particular context, and it's obviously it's not language I would use normally. In fact, I've never used that type of language in the past, and I'm not intending to use it in the future, Dale. But for that particular moment, it was appropriate.
Interesting stuff. Thanks, Wally. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, brother.
Wally Jackson with us, Wātea man.